The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Now it's time to talk Braves, Falcons, and college football with a Deep South college football legend. It's the Buck Belue Show, exclusively on The Fan.
It is good to be back in the saddle. You're joining the Buck Belue Show here on The Fan, 680 and 93.7. Streaming at 680thefan.com. Get that Fan mobile app, driven by Beaver Toyota of Cumming. And our 10 o'clock sponsor on 680 The Fan, brought to you by the Haug Barron Law Group. DT in the house. DT, you're always working. You didn't get any holiday? No Thanksgiving for you?
Oh, no. We had Thanksgiving off. And
you going to be the engineer and the producer today?
Well, we got Matt Edgar here helping us out. Yeah,
I don't see him.
Well, he's around. Yeah, he's a busy man. But yes, I'm here for you, Buck. Whatever you need.
These are busy days, brother. We got a lot going on, a lot to get to. It's going to be a great week. Glad you're with us. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving. Now let's get to work.
Bucks Big Take.
All right, so how special is this Georgia season? In 119 years, it's never been done before. It's that special. Back-to-back undefeated regular seasons. However, it all could come crashing down from this point forward. Can the Dogs run it back? Take down LSU? Beat up on USC or Ohio State? And then knock out Michigan. Hey, man, the path gets serious this week. The level of competition takes a step up. It's going to take Georgia's three best performances to get the job done. Are they up for this? Man, I can't wait to find out. Let's hear from Kirby Smart after the Tech game, talking about the new season.
All in all, it's on to the next one. Great regular season for this group. They've done everything that we've asked them to do, and they only get bigger from here.
There's no doubt about that. 10 o'clock hour and the Bucks Big Take, brought to you by our good friends at Haug Barron Law Group, your champions of personal injury law. If you need to win your personal injury case, go to championshiplaw.com. We'll be all over the SEC championship game this week on this show. And the station, 680 The Fan, the official sports talk home of the national champion Georgia Bulldogs. We're home of the SEC championship game, the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl, and the national championship game. Plus, hey, man, we got a free tailgate coming up Saturday, 12:30 to 3:30, 123 Marietta Street. Get your free tickets right now at 680thefan.com/tailgate central. You can count on us here at The Fan. And I am locked and loaded, man. We got plenty of college football to get to.
Tasty. Time for the College Football Nugget, presented by your locally owned and operated Ace Hardware. Find your neighborhood store at acehardware.com.
Obviously, some conference championship games coming up this weekend. Now, there are those teams that did not make the conference championship games. And there are a couple of those schools that are right now all in on finding a new head coach, like Georgia Tech and Auburn. And the latest coming out of the Flats, Georgia Tech, their total focus with the new athletic director, Jay Batt, is to find a new head coach. And I've been hearing a lot about Willie Fritz over the weekend, the Tulane head coach. And I'm wondering today, as I sit here talking to you, how the smart people down at Georgia Tech could be thinking about making such a bad decision. Willie Fritz, 62 years old. Now, how's he going to outwork Kirby Smart over at Georgia? Dabo Swinney up at Clemson. Josh Heupel to the north up at Tennessee. Shane Beamer over in South Carolina. How's Willie Fritz going to out-recruit those guys? I just don't see it happening. Willie Fritz, huh? Are you kidding me? Shouldn't it be Brent Key? My goodness, Brent Key, what else can you do to impress your employer than what he did? Reportedly interviewed this past week prior to the Georgia game. He's a Georgia Tech man. He cut his teeth coaching under Nick Saban, along with Kirby Smart. Knocked off some top 25 teams. Salvaged chaos. I mean, they handed him chaos, and Brent Key did the job. And they're talking about hiring Willie Fritz. How could smart people make a dumb decision like that? I just don't get it. And let me get started on Auburn. Cadillac Williams also doing a nice job over there on the Plains, by the way. He's going to find some work somewhere. There's no doubt about it. Love the passion, Cadillac. Is Auburn going to hire Hugh Freeze? Because he's got a reasonable buyout? Well, I guess that's a good reason if you're Auburn, since you're already paying like three head coaches something along the line of $35 to $50 million to clean out the office. Hugh Freeze, are you kidding me? Now, there are some reports saying that the momentum on hiring Freeze has slowed down a little bit. I mean, we were expecting to hear something overnight into today that Auburn had hired Freeze. Well, apparently they put the brakes on that. Why? Can only assume that it's the past behavior that's still haunting him. The pattern of misconduct that got him fired at Ole Miss. Academic fraud. Calling hookers from his Ole Miss phone.
They're not worried about that kind of stuff at Auburn, I don't think.
So apparently the brakes have been put on the Freeze hire. And didn't I get it right? Didn't I tell you right about what was going to happen with Lane Kiffin?
Buck, I was just reminding Matt Edgar weeks ago, probably what, 3-4 weeks ago, you absolutely nailed this situation. Everybody was convinced he was going to Auburn, and you held it right.
He was going to leverage the interest from Auburn to get a better deal at Ole Miss to wait on the Alabama job.
Looks like you nailed it right now. We'll see.
Yeah. Looks like he's going to stay put for a couple of more years. Tech and Auburn looking for a new head coach. We'll be keeping track of this very closely.
Buck, it almost seems like the Brent Key at staying at Tech, is it almost too easy? And don't overthink this, right?
Well, what better example can he provide the search committee at Georgia Tech than what Tech did this past Saturday? They came out, they had an outstanding game plan.
Yeah.
They executed the game plan. They won the first quarter against number one Georgia.
Oh, yeah.
Between the hedges.
And it wasn't fluky stuff that was happening either, yeah. They won the first quarter. So, yeah, I don't know. What else can you ask from a guy to show you that he's capable of doing this? Because and not to take shots about where they were at the beginning and then middle of season, but this team is night and day from what it was, say, in September. And I don't see how you can give anybody more credit than Brent Key.
Yeah, maybe they didn't like the cutoff sleeves on the hoodie.
Who cares, man?
My goodness. What are they doing?
He's an offensive lineman. Come on.
might be what you need.
A little toughness,
He's certainly done a great job. And we'll have some more college football coming up in just a moment. First, let's hear from Brent Key. Do we have this, DT? Let's hear from Brent Key after the game, talking about the opportunity that he had to coach his alma mater.
It's been outstanding. It's a great group of kids. I mean, it's an outstanding group of kids that we got to coach, and an outstanding group of kids that look forward to these guys building on the success and the things that they learned this year.
Good job, Coach. Very impressive on Saturday. If it wasn't for the drop punt, the drop snap, some drop passes of wide-open receivers, then the score would have been a little bit closer. But very impressed with what they did in the first quarter. Really, really impressive.
You were right, though, Buck. The game plan, they had a very clear plan about how they wanted to approach the game. It's no secret Georgia has more talent, but what Key has done with that roster over the last half of the season has been very impressive.
Yes, chaos. I mean, what else can you do to impress the search committee and the new athletic director? Maybe they weren't paying attention. We hope you're paying attention to our podcast park. That's brought to you by Associated Credit Union. You know, we got a lot of the honor staff, and they're doing podcasts and doing a fine job covering Falcons, Dogs, Jackets, high school football. We've got you covered with additional podcasts other than the show podcast. Want to give you a heads up on that. Bucks Beat out coming out this week. I'm going to have a conversation, sit down. My guest is going to be the legendary receiver out of Georgia that won a Super Bowl in Boston. Malcolm Mitchell will be with me this week as we get you ready for the SEC title game down at MBS. Get these and all of our podcasts at The Podcast Park. It's one place you can find it, or wherever it is you get your podcast, Apple, Spotify, places like that. Coming back on the other side, another heavy dose of college football. You can count on me, baby. It's the Buck Belue Show here on The Fan, 680 and 93.7.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Hey everybody, Buck Belue here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car-buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit JimEllis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best. The saddle for the Buck Belue Show here on The Fan, 680 and 93.7. We get back in the groove, folks. Back to work. After a great Thanksgiving. Hopefully yours went well. DT, did you get plenty to eat over Thanksgiving, man?
I did, Buck. Some might say a little bit too much. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, with two high school boys in the house, that honey-baked ham didn't stand a chance.
Well, Dad gets first pickings, right? I mean, that's the way it should work.
They're eating meals a day.
Bought the damn ham, so.
Well, the ham, there's nothing left of the ham.
Oh, yeah, that's always going to go first, right?
There is a bone in the trash can.
Or at least for me. I mean, we all love turkey, the tradition, but that honey-baked ham, man, come on.
Yeah, and plenty of football, man. I almost OD'd on football here.
Uh-oh. help you
seriously
get it off your plane.
College, high school, pro football. I bet I took in 15 games over the 4-day weekend. And I loved every second of it. I missed the soccer, though, against England. What'd I miss on that one?
You missed, honestly, a good game.
What was the score on that one?
I was just about to say the average fan that didn't watch it saw it was a scoreless draw.
Oh, nobody scored.
0-0, but it was a really exciting game. And England's one of the best teams in the world, and the U.S. Yeah. showed up. They played hard. They played well. And We've got
a young team.
So we do have a young team, but we got a point out of it. So if we can win tomorrow, beat Iran, we're going to move forward. We'll see.
Oh, speaking of tomorrow, man, 680 The Fan and Padraic's are celebrating Team USA's World Cup run with a free watch party from Modelo Especial. You can join Cellini and Domino and Chuck and Chernoff with back-to-back broadcasts starting at 11 a.m. Grab your seat as Team USA takes the pitch for their 2 p.m. first kick versus Iran. We can beat those dudes, right?
We should be able to, Buck. They're not terrible. They beat Wales the other day, but yeah, I like our chances. Hopefully.
So I want to invite you to come on out, enjoy a cold Corona or Modelo, and cheer on Team USA. 2 o'clock from Padraic's at 2460 Cumberland Parkway, and all the fun is brought to you by Modelo Especial. Let's get to the top five.
The best in college football and the NFL.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time for Buck Ballew's Top 5. Presented by your locally owned and operated Ace Hardware. Find your neighborhood store at acehardware.com.
Go Ace. Go Ace. Ace is doing the job. They've got those green eggs in there. I've seen them.
They got you covered.
Get in there and check them out.
Just like we got you covered for all your college football here on the Buck Ballew Show.
Yeah, imagine you giving me a pop quiz first day back
there
after 9 days away from the show.
I hope you were studying, Buck. I hope you were paying attention.
If it's football related, I got you covered.
Yeah, it's all football. Well, coming off a rivalry week, we are now looking towards championship week. It also means everybody turns their attention to the Heisman Trophy, Buck.
Yep.
I know you have a vote.
It's looming.
Okay, yeah, it's about time to make that vote. What do you see when you look at the Heisman? What's your plan?
Well, the best I can tell is USC quarterback Caleb Williams has already won the Heisman. Even though we have not voted yet, Caleb Williams reportedly has already been awarded the trophy.
That's what I've heard. That's what it looked like on Saturday night.
I guess it was all about having that national TV prime time exposure, taking on Notre Dame, the Fighting Irish. He went 18 of 22, 232, a touchdown, no interception. Does those stats impress you?
Yeah, but that was just throwing the ball, right, Buck?
He ran around a little bit, and he's got the stats.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
if you've got a vote for the Heisman and you were totally focused on the stats, well, then Caleb Williams is your guy. 34 touchdowns, 3 interceptions, a really good touchdown-to-interception ratio going on there. Completed 66% of his passes, and he threw it a lot, man. He threw it over 400 times this season. 3,700 yards, is that impressive?
Yes.
Number 5 in total QBR, that's the advanced analytics stat that I pay close attention to. He transferred from Oklahoma out to L.A., and he had to win over a completely new locker room, which I think is very impressive. You toss in the best stats or one of the best stats. Well, Caleb Williams may have already won the Heisman Trophy, but I've got a – they ask you to vote for 3, 1, 2, and 3, first place, second place, third place, and I'm not going to divulge – whether I'm going to vote for Caleb Williams or not.
Buck Ballew's secret ballot.
But I tell you, strong consideration for the quarterback at TCU.
Sure. Was that Duggan? What's his name?
He's come through big time in the clutch.
They keep winning.
And I know there's some people that have been critical of Stetson Bennett. But not me, brother. He won me over last year during that national championship run through the playoffs. and I've been a believer ever since. He's played outstanding this season, in spite of the fact the wide receiver group has been underwhelming, to say the least. 68% of his passes, over 3,000 yards, and his team's undefeated, ranked number one. Captain of the football team, the defending champs. I mean, what else can the man do? By the way, the Heisman Memorial Trophy annually recognizes the outstanding college football player whose performance, the stats, best exhibits the pursuit of excellence with integrity. And I think a lot of the voters don't take that into consideration. But I do. Excellence with integrity. That means something. I'm ready to vote.
I think I might be able to figure out your top three.
I mean, my goodness, I may have taken up all of our time for the top five with the first answer.
I love it, though, with a little passion going towards the Heisman. Well, let's move on then, Buck, quickly. Outside of Georgia, the Georgia Bulldogs, what is your best storyline you've seen in college football this season?
Well, it's got to be TCU, where they're at right now, heading into the Big 12 championship game against K-State. Very dangerous in this situation, by the way. They could easily take down TCU. But up till this point, Coach Sonny Dykes, in year number one, comes in, and he's got the Horned Frogs on a magic carpet ride. The last time they were in the national title hunt was 1938. Now, I wasn't around back then, but I've heard about it, being a college football fan. You know, 2010, not too long ago, that's when Gary Patterson had them 13-0. They won the Rose Bowl, but they weren't really considered for the national title. Best I remember. The Cinderella ride has been TCU this year.
Yeah, great storyline there in the Big 12. We'll see them on Saturday, as you said, against Kansas State. All right, still back to rivalry weekend.
Easy for you to say.
Yeah, right? That's a tough one. What shocked you, Buck? Did you see anything that shocked you over the weekend?
Michigan.
Yeah, they looked good, huh?
Not winning. It didn't surprise me. They took down soft Ohio State. Michigan tougher than Ohio State these days.
Could I say wins running away, no pun intended?
Yeah, I tell you what shocked me. I didn't realize that the Michigan Wolverines and Coach Jim Harbaugh had so many explosive players on that team. I mean, every time you turned around, they were busting off one of these explosives. Touchdown plays of 85 yards, 70 yards, 75 yards, 45 yards. I mean, every time I looked up, somebody was sprinting down the field running for a touchdown. I looked at them as more of a ground and pound kind of team. Maybe I was underestimating. Yeah,
well, McCarthy, J.J., the quarterback, mentioned it even in the postgame comments, saying, you know, we're a smash-mouth team. We want to pound the football. Ohio State came up, did everything they could to stop that, and that opened up the passing game and the big explosive plays.
Donovan Edwards, my goodness, how impressive was him? Was he? My goodness. He looked like a track star out there. And then Cornelius Johnson, busting off those big plays, too. That was a shocker to me, all the explosive plays Michigan had.
We're going to see Georgia and Michigan in a rematch at some point in the Buck?
It's possible.
Yeah, we'll see. All right. Moving on. Very simply, I'll just ask you, Buck, have you ever been kicked off a flight?
Like OBJ?
Oh, man. What's going on with Odell?
You know, I don't even recall sitting in a first-class seat.
Yeah. I wonder if it's easier or more difficult to get kicked out of first class.
Well, I mean, reportedly, you know, if it's accurate, they were saying that OBJ was in and out of consciousness.
Yeah, that doesn't sound great.
Now, was he hammered?
That's the first thing you would think, but that's not necessarily true. Who knows?
Was he on drugs?
You get him sleepy.
Maybe a combination of both. You know, with this in mind, OBJ, he's probably a good fit with the Dallas Cowboys.
That's all.
I think he'd fit in right out
there.
Those
are the comments I saw online.
Jerry
Looks like
Jones.
As if he's already joined the Cowboys,
I mean,
from what it sounds like.
His street cred probably went up with Jerry after this incident.
Sure, Michael Irvin was very impressed.
But no, I've never been kicked off a flight.
All right, Buck. Well, let's close out the top five then. What is your message to Tech and Auburn as they're looking for new head coaches?
that National Signing Day comes up December the 21st.
Mm-hmm.
So what is that? We're 23 days out from National Signing Day. You better get your act together, all right? You need a head coach, and you need it like before a day before National Signing Day. This is going to be ugly if you don't figure out who the next man is to lead your football program. Then your National Signing Day 1 on December 21st is going to be atrocious. You better hit the transfer portal, brother, because you're not your National Signing Day is going to be embarrassing.
There you go. There's your top five.
Woo!
Try it again.
Woo!
Top five on 680 The Fan, Atlanta's sports station.
Yeah, that was exhausting almost.
Yeah, that was a good, quick top five. I like that, but still extended the drive, too.
Yeah, we got the Bulldog Roundtable coming up here in a moment. LSU with some quarterback issues suddenly. We'll dive into that, but right now, let's bounce around some of the college football scene out there. Wisconsin got their new head coach. And we've been seeing this name, Luke Fickle, for at least 3 years, being thrown around with all these coaching searches that have been going on. His name's been involved every single time. But you know what? I think his patience has paid off. He got him a job where it's a really good fit, and he can be successful at Wisconsin. Reportedly, shares the same vision as the school president, which is probably pretty important. I think it's a good fit because he's from Middle America. This is where he's from. That's where his contacts are. This is where the young high school football players know his name. He was a defensive coordinator for Urban when Ohio State won the Natty back in 14. He's been around for a minute in that Big Ten area. And Luke Fickle, his patience paid off where he got a job, where he's a good fit, and where he can be successful. Good job, Luke. Best of luck at Wisconsin. Who didn't know that? Had a coach at Georgia, Mike Cavan, and that was one of his favorite phrases, was when something obvious was said or done, his comment would be, who didn't know that? And from that category today is ex-Georgia Tech quarterback Jeff Sims has entered the transfer portal. Who didn't know that? Now, he hadn't officially entered the transfer portal because you can't officially do that until December the 5th. Jeff Sims never fulfilled his potential at Georgia Tech, and I don't believe it's entirely his fault. I mean, obviously, the head coach got shown the door earlier this season. A lot of the fault lies with him, and the job that he was doing impacted the performance level of the quarterback. But I hope he finds a place where he can go and thrive. Kid's got some talent. I wish him the best. And, man, I'm ready for this conference championship weekend coming up. It's going to get underway on Friday night. Oh, hold on, man. I'm planning on going to see some high school football playoff action. Pac-12 championship game. No respect for the high school game. Playing Friday night, 8 o'clock on Fox out in Las Vegas as USC and Lincoln Riley get another shot at Utah, who took them down in the regular season, a 43-42 game. USC, a lot riding on the outcome of this one. You win that game, you punch a ticket to the college football playoffs and the right to play Georgia in the national semifinal right here in Atlanta. USC, a 2.5-point favorite.
I think you'll be home by the time you watch the end of that one. Sounds like it could be a close game.
USC working on defense right now. Big 12 championship game, that's a noon kickoff this coming Saturday. TCU undefeated, ranked number 3, 12-0, taking on K-State. Oh, K-State, they've got a reputation of being a dangerous opponent in the Big 12. And they have already lost at TCU, lost at Fort Worth earlier this season, 38-28. TCU wins this one. They punch a ticket to the college football playoffs. Imagine that. Is anybody excited about the ACC championship game? Because I'm not. Clemson taking on North Carolina, 8 o'clock kickoff in Charlotte coming up on Saturday. Boy, the ticket sales are going to be dragging behind for this one.
That could be an ugly look with a half-empty stadium.
Yeah, they're going to ask the camera, the photogs, look, keep a tight shot on the field. Don't be showing the stands. A lot of empty seats. Clemson, if they win this game, though, reportedly a good shot and end up in the Orange Bowl to play Tennessee with their second-string quarterback. Tennessee, I'm talking about.
Be interested to watch that game, yeah.
Big Ten championship game, 8 o'clock on Saturday night in Indianapolis, Michigan. Wolverines on top. Beat Ohio State 2 years in a row. And you brought his name up just a few moments ago. I want to bring it up again. The breakout season by their quarterback, I think, has given the Michigan fans hope. This is a different team than the one that made the playoffs a year ago because of the performance level of the quarterback. J.J. McCarthy, a young sophomore, had a breakout season for Coach Harbaugh and Big Blue. 65% of his passes completed, 17 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, ran for 250 and a couple of touchdowns. He's got some weapons, too, based on what we saw against Ohio State. Michigan, a 16-point favorite. As we bounce around the college football scene, are you wondering, Blue, where's the Falcons talk, you bum? Well, I've got that coming up. We'll have that in the final segment this morning. And I'm penalizing the Falcons. I'm pushing them back in the show on purpose because of what they did yesterday or what they didn't do yesterday. So I'm penalizing the Falcons. That's what I'm doing. I hadn't forgot about the Falcons. We've pushed them back deeper into the show because that's what they deserve. Let's get to the roundtable.
The Fan is proud to be the official sports talk station of the Dogs. And it's time for Bulldog Roundtable with Buck Ballou.
25-20, far sideline, 15-10, 5, get in there, touchdown!
Bulldog Roundtable is proudly presented by Georgia's Own Credit Union, Haug Law Group, Stat Hero, T-Mobile, and by attorney Ken Nugent.
And that's going to be the ballgame. Georgia will win this ballgame.
Only on The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
LSU's got some problems, folks. Their quarterback, as of yesterday, was in a walking boot. A little bit of a sprained ankle, and that loss out at College Station to A&M, how embarrassing was that?
Looked like he was getting knocked around a lot through the night.
Now, they've been very forthright in saying that Jaden Daniels, that it's not a high ankle sprain, which Lord knows, as Bulldog fans know with Mitchell, their wide receiver, that could keep you out the entire season, much less coming back in 1 week's time. Jaden Daniels was one of the wild cards in this SEC title game against Georgia with his skill set and his talent. When he's healthy, could give Georgia's defense problems that maybe they hadn't seen from any other quarterback this season, even Hendon Hooker. Because Jaden Daniels is a dangerous man when he has his mobility. He can extend the play. He can outrun your defenders. He can make big plays with his legs on the scramble or the zone read. With the ball in his hands, this is a dangerous guy, especially the way he really impressed during the course of the year. As the year went along, Jaden Daniels became a better and better passer. So I looked at him coming into the game this past weekend as a guy that was one of the most dangerous players in college football, but with a sprained ankle. and 7 days to rehab the injured ankle. I think maybe Kirby Smart and Schumann and Muschamp and Scott, all those defensive coaches for Georgia, are busy getting ready for the backup quarterback, Garrett Nussmeier, who has attempted 42 passes this season, who has played in 5 games this season, not capable of doing damage to the Georgia defense like a Jaden Daniels would. Daniels can hurt you throwing it and running with it. Nussmeier can hurt you from the pocket. He's not going to hurt you running around. Advantage Georgia. No wonder the Bulldogs, currently, I believe, 17-point favorites in the game. By the way, talking about high ankle sprains, see A.D. Mitchell dressed out, going through the pregame warm-ups for the Bulldogs against Georgia Tech this past Saturday. Could it be that Mitchell's going to make it all the way back in time for the college football playoffs and maintain a redshirt season? Well, I tell you what, Captain Stetson Bennett sure is hoping that Mitchell can make it all the way back. That is the one area for Georgia heading into this, you know, one-and-done elimination kind of situation with the playoffs looming out there. The one concern for me is that wide receiver position. Do they have guys that can give you that explosive play against the best competition in college football? Mitchell already showed that he was capable of doing that a year ago in the national championship game, taking down Alabama.
Big bad Alabama.
By the way, is Alabama playoff worthy? We'll talk about that coming up on tomorrow's show. Bulldogs, 17-point favorites, kickoff at MBS, downtown Atlanta, 4 o'clock coming up on Saturday, SEC championship game. I think it's lost a little bit of the buzz because of Jaden Daniels' injury. With Daniels, LSU had a puncher shot. Without him, move on to the college football playoffs.
Yeah, for a long time, the narrative, if you will, as it seemed, was Georgia struggled with those quarterbacks that could run around a lot. They dealt with them better over the last couple of seasons, but yeah, that takes a little bit of luster off the game.
Yeah, I think it's let the air out of the ball.
And not to mention that they got whooped.
You might be able to get in a little cheaper, though.
Absolutely. Yeah, not bad news if you're a local Georgia fan around here. You can probably get into this game, not like the one last year. It was a little tougher.
Yeah, let's hear from Kirby Smart. We have that one, DT? Kirby Smart talking about the talent that LSU has.
I mean, LSU never is going to be short on players. And the state in that area, high school football is so meaningful, and they do such a good job recruiting that he's got some really talented guys, really talented players playing.
And that is Kirby Smart talking there, and he should be the 2022 SEC Coach of the Year. He deserves that, and I hope he wins it. All right, coming back on the other side, finally some Falcons talk. Stick around for that. It's the Buck Belue Show here on The Fan, 680 and 93.7.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Hey everybody, Buck Belue here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car-buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit JimEllis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best. Show on the Fan, 680 and 93.7. We appreciate you hanging out with us Monday through Friday, 10 to 11. Another exciting show lined up tomorrow. Another exciting show lined up on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
Especially Thursday. That's going to be a really good one, I'm pretty sure.
Championship week in college football. Obviously, we're all over it on this show. And the station, hey, we're the college football voice of the South. Makes sense to me. But we do appreciate the Falcons, and we're going to get to them in just a moment. First, I want to tell you about Dunkin' being a proud partner of UGA Athletics, and they're helping to fuel Bulldog fans as they rev up for the SEC title game with my friends from the locker room. They're going to be live from the Dunkin' on Powers Ferry Road coming up on Wednesday from 6 to 10 a.m., that is. They get up early in the morning time. Start your morning with the locker room and enjoy new Dunkin' drinks like the Cookie Butter Cold Brew or fan favorite Holiday Blend Coffee. We will also have exclusive Dunkin' and UGA swag bags if Hudson doesn't take them. Dunkin' gift cards and passes to 680 The Fan's SEC Champions Tailgate. That's coming up Wednesday, 6 to 10 at Dunkin', 2022 Powers Ferry Road, just down the street from the Battery, so the boys won't get lost trying to get there. Check them out. They get up early in the morning. Let's talk Falcons football.
The Dirty Birds are in our blood. And guys like Buck know what's happening in the huddle. Let's dive into Falcons football on The Fan.
Falcons lost to the Commanders. I still want to say Redskins. Will I get fined for saying that? Falcons fall to 5-7 coming off the disappointing loss yesterday. Another opportunity to win. Well, we lost, so that's disappointing. We are now 4-5 in one-score games. We've played a lot of these this season. And do you know that last year, remember this a year ago, the Falcons were 7-2 in one-score games? My, have things changed. Last year, it seemed like we won every one of these close games, and now this season, it seems like we're, well, losing more than we should. Tack on another one yesterday in D.C. So we got five games left. Holy cow, we're a half game back in the NFC South. How does that happen? Well, we are playing in the worst division in professional football. That's how it happens. And I know fans are still out there hoping and fighting for this Falcons team to win the NFC South title and make the playoffs. But I keep going back to some words and phrases like mediocre. Our division certainly is mediocre. It's the only one in the NFL with no team sporting a winning record. We're the worst, the NFC South. We got a lot. Every one of our teams is in transition. Looking at our team, I don't see a team that's playoff worthy. I mean, imagine the scenario that the Buccaneers continue to drop the ball, and somehow, some way, we end up in the playoffs. Taking on the Dallas Cowboys in the playoffs. Get beat by Q. How humbling would that be?
I think you nailed it.
And do I need to remind you Falcons fans of one thing? The goal should not be to just make the playoffs. And then get blown out by the Cowboys in Q.
You got that right.
The goal should be to make the playoffs and do some damage when you get there. And, folks, this team's not capable of doing that. They're just not. I believe right now we would have the 15th pick in the first round of the draft and probably take another big receiver. And there's your Falcons dose today. Yeah, just don't want to. I hear these people, you know, we just want to make the playoffs. No, 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 no. You want to make the playoffs and do some damage when you get to the playoffs. That's what you want to do. It's no fun making the playoffs and getting your face kicked in by Q and the Cowboys. No fun at all. All right, so there's the final word, music. Music bed, as DT calls it.
Industry term.
Today's what, Cyber Monday?
That's what they say, yeah.
Hey, if you need to do some Christmas shopping, you got a Bulldog fan in your life, maybe your dad or your grandfather, your great-grandfather, all you need to do is go to InsideTheHedges.com. InsideTheHedges.com. Pick up my new book for that Bulldog fan in your life. You can handle it all online. Or you can come out to a book signing coming up Thursday. That's December the 1st. I'll be at the Box Sports Bar and Grill in Dallas. That's Paulding County. Dallas, Georgia, not Dallas, Texas. But the Box is a hot new place there. Got a lot of Bulldog fans hanging out. Looking forward to getting down there on Thursday. I'll be there from 6 to 8:30. Want to invite all you dog fans to come out and do some Christmas shopping. There'll be some other dates, other locations coming out later this week. Good to be back in the saddle today, DT. Great job. We appreciate you. Remember Kirby Smart coming up at noon today with that SEC Championship press conference here exclusively here on 680 The Fan, the official sports talk home of the Georgia Bulldogs. Stay tuned. Nick and Chris coming up next. Have a great rest of the day, everybody.
Thank you, Buck.
Where's Nerney?
Okay, thanks a lot, Buck.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save. And save and win.
Hey everybody, Buck Blue here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car-buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit JimEllis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.